You're listening to Ask a Black Doctor, Friday Facts About COVID-19 featuring Dr. Bukasi Dubé. Join us every Friday at 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. for a half an hour as we discuss issues surrounding the current pandemic, vaccines and distribution, dispel myths, provide facts, and address concerns. We'll also be providing updates about COVID-19 vaccines and discuss how we can build a better culture around Black health. Episodes will be available wherever you listen to podcasts, so head on over to thenumbers.fm for the link to the show. Now let's jump into it. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Ask a Black Doctor, Dr. Bukasi Dubé. This is DJ Ambush. I am really excited. This is a very interesting time for us. We are fresh off of, is it safe to call it a heat wave if there's only 2 days? I think we can still call it a heat wave. We're fresh off our heat wave in the end of June here, rolling into July, which is full of promise because COVID restrictions have been rolled back. And I know everyone's really, really excited about that. We've been talking about what that means for us for a couple of weeks now. Different steps we should be taking to prepare and how we shouldn't just throw caution to the wind. So I'm grateful for this opportunity to sit down with you again, Dr. Dubé, especially now that we're starting to hear even more about different cities and states opening back up. And the Delta variant is now becoming more popular and part of the conversation.
Man, it's good to be back. It's good to be engaging in this conversation. And to the listeners out there, stay tuned. There's a lot of information coming at you. Bring on your questions. Let's discuss what's going on. Let's discuss how we can keep Black folks and all the listeners, regardless of race, informed and get people vaccinated too.
Right. And I think that's where the emphasis comes in, where we're talking about the Black community, Black and brown communities here, because we are still behind in our vaccination numbers. We're behind in percentages, and we need to get those numbers up. I want to give a special thanks to OHA and Multnomah County for getting involved with helping us even bring this show to where it is today. And then with some of the support moving forward, we're going to be having some mobile vaccination centers at some of the locations for our summer series moving forward. So please make sure you follow us on our social media, go to the website, the calendar will be posted there, and these will be access points for people to come out and get vaccinated. We have options. You can do the Johnson & Johnson vaccination. You can do the Pfizer vaccination, depending on which day we'll have certain. We'll have at least two different options there for you. So while we're on that real quick, I remember there was some apprehension earlier with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Could you speak a little bit to that and where we are now?
Oh, and don't forget the Moderna as well, right?
Yes, definitely the Moderna.
Yeah. That's a very good question, and thank you for bringing it up. What we saw earlier was that after administering almost 8 million doses, there was a little bit of a signal showing that women between the ages of 18 to 50 can develop blood clots. That can be very, very serious after getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. What our system, the VAERS system, which is the adverse effects reporting system, picked up on this, and the CDC, FDA, they were able to pause administration of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and they looked at the data, and everybody who looked at the data said, you know what, the risks do not outweigh the benefits. I'll say it a different way. Mm. The benefits far outweigh the risks, because if you were to get COVID-19, you are at a much higher chance of developing these blood clots than if you were to get vaccinated. So in the long run, the Johnson & Johnson is safe. That's why they unpaused and have been administering it. And people have done really, really well. We haven't seen any more cases of those blood clots that occurred initially. So very, very safe. What I was saying earlier, and what I heard, I think it was Dr. Fauci say the same thing, was you have a higher chance of being struck by lightning outside, walking outside, than getting a blood clot from Johnson & Johnson. So if you're going to take your chances walking outside or driving outside, and that's more risky than a blood clot from Johnson & Johnson. So I would say go ahead and get vaccinated.
Thank you. That's great news for anyone that's going to be coming out to the events and trying to make a determination. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a great option, seeing how it's just one and done. You have to worry about a follow-up or having to reschedule, or maybe I missed my second dose with the Johnson & Johnson. Boom, it's one dose. You're good to go.
Yeah.
Cool. So there are some things we want to discuss. I do want to make sure we're spending some time talking about the protocols being relaxed, what this means, different steps we should still be taking, and then also this Delta variant. So as of yesterday, Tuesday the 2nd, the restrictions have been relaxed. Masks aren't mandated, except if you're in certain locations, I believe like a hospital and clinics, right? Restaurants have been allowed to return back to full capacity, and also regular hours for all businesses. What are some of the things you think we should still be doing, and how do you anticipate all this playing out?
Man, as a public health official, It scares me that we're dropping all restrictions like that.
Yeah,
I understand that this has been ongoing for 15 months, a little more than 15 months, right? Mm-hmm. I understand that there's COVID fatigue. I understand that there is people are ready to get back to their lives, but at the same time, the virus is still here and it's not going anywhere.
Right.
As a matter of fact, we're developing these new variants like the Delta variant that is causing a lot of problems. So things that people are going to go back to how things were, I'd say pre-pandemic. However, we still have to be cautious, right? If you're immunocompromised, you should still continue to wear a mask.
Okay.
In all settings, because even if you're to get vaccinated, you may not mount as robust a response as someone who is not immunocompromised. Mm. So there are some people who should still continue wearing masks. And in some in settings like you described, the hospital, the clinics, people are still required to wear masks. We still have to be cautious. We're not out of this just yet, and we still have a lot of people that are not vaccinated, especially people of color, right?
Yeah.
We are almost at 70% for the state. However, in black and brown folks communities, we are still at about 50-55 or so.
Okay.
So we haven't quite reached our target just yet. We currently have a goal to vaccinate, to get to 80% by August 31st. And so that's why we're doing all we can to make sure that black folks, brown folks are vaccinated so that we can get to this 80% by
August 31st. If there were any listeners that are in position of leadership in different organizations, civic organizations, churches, what would be the best way the best way for them to go about reaching out to have maybe a clinic, you know, set up at their location for a day to make sure, you know, members in their community or, you know, creating, using their organization or their business as a pathway, you know, to vaccination?
So the best way to go about it is contact OHA, and OHA will partner up with you if you want to set up a vaccine clinic. If OHA is not going to do it, there are other organizations that will do it that partner up with OHA. So the long and short of it is OHA will partner up with whoever wants to participate in getting folks vaccinated. If you could, DJ, if you could put out my email out there, just share it with the public, and so that they can reach out if they need to. I will I'll connect them with whoever they need to be connected with to ensure that their vaccine events are supported.
Absolutely. I'll make sure we put that information down in the description for this episode. That it's just encouraging to hear. I think people need to understand that this isn't one of those situations where, you know, the government is tight-fisted and trying to, you know, categorically or what would be commonly believed as an attempt to hoard resources, right? Now, this is a situation where they want to make sure everyone has equal access, and they're allowing a lot of community partnerships to make that happen. So if you are a Black business owner, if you are running an organization, or if you have just access to a building and you want to be able to set up a pop-up clinic there, definitely make sure you reach out to us. The information will be in the bio, or will be in the description for this episode for you to reach Dr. Dubé as well. And let's get these things set up. Let's make sure we're getting as many people vaccinated as possible. And members of the Black and Brown community, we got to get our numbers up. We just have to. So go ahead.
Hey, DJ, I just want to say something as well.
Yeah.
We also have these mobile vaccine clinics, nice. Meaning we can come to you wherever you are to vaccinate you. So if whatever you're doing, whatever you're planning in your community, let us know. We'll bring our vans there. We'll bring vaccinators. We'll bring people to answer questions. If people want to have community sessions where they talk about or ask questions about the vaccines, reach out to us. My email address is going to be provided to you. Reach out, and we'll gladly find a physician to engage you.
Excellent. So let's talk about the Delta variant. We're starting to see numbers rise. This is a more contagious variant. I did see a case on Twitter, and this is very anecdotal, everyone, please understand, where a doctor discussed being vaccinated and still catching the variant from a coworker who also happened to be vaccinated. So, I mean, nothing's foolproof. We're still developing, you know, they're still developing the science around it. At the way variants work, we are going to have issues like this. We are going to have situations like this. So, of course, it doesn't just mean I'm vaccinated, don't wear a mask. There's still additional steps, wearing a mask, contact tracing, social distancing. All of the habits that we've developed over this last 15 months are still going to be helpful in us moving forward. What additional information can you tell us about this particular variant?
Man, the Delta variant is serious business. So variants come about whenever there is a lot of disease in the community. So it gives the virus opportunity to mutate and come up with new variants. It's essentially trying to escape the immune system so that it can continue to replicate and continue to cause problems. Mm. So this Delta variant, I'll take a step back. The previous variant that was of concern, actually that is now the most dominant variant in Oregon, is the one that was initially discovered in the UK.
Was it the B1?
The B117.
Okay, yeah.
So that one was 50% more transmissible than the original strain.
Okay.
So 50% more transmissible than the original strain. That's why we saw this, the third wave that we had.
It was
because of that. Now, the Delta variant is 50% more transmissible and causes more illness than the B117, which was already 50% more transmissible.
Right.
And that's why we're seeing a plateauing of the rate of decrease of virus infection in the community countrywide. As a matter of fact, the Delta variant is responsible for 1 in 4 cases in the entire country.
Wow.
So it's 50% more transmissible. That's why it's spreading so fast.
Mm.
So as the Surgeon General said yesterday, and as Dr. Fauci said yesterday, and as we've been saying all along, if you're not vaccinated, please, please, please get vaccinated as quickly as possible so that we crush this virus before we get more serious variants. Right. And this Delta variant is actually very, very serious. So if you're vaccinated, at least you're you're protected. It may not be 100%, may not be 100% foolproof, but you're at least protected. You're not going to get very sick from it, from this variant.
And all of,
you're vaccinated.
And all of these steps are integral in just lowering the rate of spread, regardless.
Yes, 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 yes. And getting vaccinated is the best tool that we have in lowering the rate of spread and right. ensuring that the variants don't keep up, keep propping up.
Right, right. So I know I asked some of these questions before, but I want to make sure we're giving a refresher for anyone who maybe this is their first episode. So just in the discussion around, you know, vaccinations, on average, how long does the protection last once you're vaccinated?
So that's a very good question. So I'll take it a step back and talk about natural immunity. Mm. When you get COVID-19, you develop antibodies that protect you against reinfection. Mm-hmm. These typically last anywhere 2 to 3 months. We typically say about 90 days. So that's about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
If you get vaccinated, however, what we know is that your antibodies currently, we're saying, last about 9 months. So that's a long time.
Yeah.
You're protected for at least 9 months. We're still collecting data. We suspect that it is actually more than 9 months, but we can, at this moment, we can only say definitively say it's 9 months.
Okay.
So you're protected for 9 months if you're vaccinated.
Okay. And someone being fully vaccinated, that usually happens how many days or how much time after they receive the vaccination?
Very good question. So 10 to 14 days after your second dose, if you're getting the two dose series, or if you're getting the Johnson & Johnson, 10 to 14 days after your Johnson & Johnson, then you're considered fully vaccinated.
Okay. All right. 10 to 14 days.
Yeah.
Don't just leave the clinic and start running around talking about your fat.
Yeah.
You can still either contract or spread. And that's what we're talking about, right? We want to decrease the amount of spread, which also decreases the possibility of more variants popping up. With people going back into, you know, restaurants and places of leisure and small businesses, what's some of the advice you could give for going back into some of those situations?
So the same public health mitigation factors still apply, right? Avoid large crowds. You know, outdoors is much better than indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And stay within the group of people that you've been engaging with. Essentially, your bubble. And if you can, please wear a mask mm-hmm. because masks work at preventing the spread of the virus and also prevent you from getting the virus as well. Mm. And of course, the most important thing, the biggest weapon that we have right now against this virus is get vaccinated.
How important is it still for us to be, you know, sanitizing surfaces and washing our hands? I know at some point there was a little shift in our understanding about how the virus is spread. And it was like more, you know, we want to be more conscious of who we're breathing on and it's traveling through the air. And, you know, it doesn't have the time. It doesn't have the life that we thought it did initially on surfaces. But how important is it still to, you know, carry that little bottle of, you know, sanitizer with you and making sure everyone washes their hands?
So good hand hygiene is always a good thing, regardless of whether the virus is around.
Right.
Good hand hygiene. Thumbs up. Do it all the time. In terms of the virus, though, what we know is that it's called fomite transmission, meaning that you get the virus from touching surfaces that may have been touched or infected with the virus. That is not a big factor in spreading the virus. And so that's why you're seeing most public health officials not focusing so much on all the hyper wiping off surfaces. People are beginning to pull back on that. It also, what we have done to the environment with the all the disposable stuff that we've been using, I think we'll look back 20 years from now when oceans are packed with all the stuff that we've been using, right? And wonder if we could have done things differently. So I'd say, continue hand washing. That's very good. If you can, continue masking. In Asia, they don't see as many flu cases a year as we do here in the US. As a matter of fact, last year, our flu numbers dropped significantly because people were wearing masks.
That was where I was going to go next. I mean, sure, as we're learning more and more about this particular pandemic and what we're facing, even with the variants, it still doesn't change it. It's just a more healthier environment when we're wearing masks and we're properly sanitizing and washing our hands. Because while you may not catch COVID, you might catch something else, which can weaken your immune system and make you more susceptible to COVID or flu or anything else of that nature.
Yeah, totally, right? So as I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, LA County reinstituted masking in all public places, indoor public places. Yeah, it's because of the Delta variant. And because we know that masks work, right? So they're trying to do everything they can to make sure that people don't get sick. We're seeing this all over the country, right? There were cases in Missouri, a large outbreak in Missouri where they found a whole bunch of folks who had the Delta variant, which led to the outbreak in Missouri. So we have to be careful.
What does that look like for us here in Oregon, Portland specifically, because we've waited so long for the protocols to change, and small businesses have had to deal with things going back and forth. Now we're open, now we're closed, now we had this capacity, now we have to limit it, bring it back down. And now, mask mandate's been lifted. What does this look like moving forward with the Delta variant just kind of looming? Should we be preparing people for different layers of protection to just roll back? Should we kind of already just have that in mind? Should we not be putting our should we still have the order we have for those masks that match with a certain pair of jeans or whatever, custom masks? Should we still press go in the cart and just go ahead and purchase those additional masks?
Hey, I'm very cautious because maybe because I've been exposed to a lot of information, right?
Yeah.
About this virus and about these variants as well. So I would say go ahead and push go. Go ahead and order those masks. Because if you can protect yourself, guess what? You're also protecting your loved ones. You're also protecting those that you're coming into contact with. As we've talked about over and over again in the Black community, especially, we have not been vaccinated at the same rates as other communities.
Right.
And we need to change that. We need to make sure that we're telling a different narrative.
Right.
Because we are going to get sicker. We're going to die at much higher rates, as has been happening all along. But it's a shame to die. It's a shame to die of a disease that is essentially preventable.
Right.
There's one of my favorite songs. It's from Bob Marley. He talks about it's not PC, but he says, "In the abundance of water, a fool is thirsty."
Right.
Yeah. So let's drink the water. Right? We're being provided something that cures the disease. That doesn't cure the disease, that prevents the disease. let's get vaccinated so that we don't get the disease.
Right, right. So no one's saying, you know, don't have family gatherings or, you know, don't have your block parties or your barbecues. We're just saying as the rollback of the protocols are happening, still use your best personal judgment in navigating certain situations. I feel like, you know, for a while, you know, we joked about this before. I said, I know I'm wearing a mask right into 2022. I can't see it any other way. There are going to be these, you know, mixed company situations where maybe we're back in the mall and, you know, a few of us would be wearing a mask. What advice would you have for people that may feel some type of, you know, public pressure to demask?
So it's, as a public health physician, I would say that depending on what environment you're in, there may be public pressure, right, to demask. But it's a personal choice. And you have to do what's right for you. My dad would always say, hey, when you're born all by yourself. You don't come out with the entire world watching you.
Right.
You don't come out with all these pressures. And when you die, it's just you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's the same thing. It's easier said than done. However, focus on the fact that you have to do what's right for you and by you. If you feel more comfortable wearing a mask, please do so. By all means, do so. I still go out in a mask. I still go out when I'm in public, especially indoors. I'm still wearing a mask because I don't want to be the one that that brings home the Delta variant. I don't want to be the one that makes my family sick.
Right.
So I just take the extra precaution. It harms me not to wear a mask.
Right. It's a small sacrifice. I don't think any of us want to be that family member that brings home a Delta variant or whatever variant may pop up after this one.
Because that is so true.
Because this is an ongoing fight. This is an ongoing fight. I think it's important that we constantly remember that it isn't about what the new variant is. It's about what the future holds. And we just have to make sure that we are better prepared as a community to deal with pandemics, to deal with highly communicable diseases, because that's just where we are right now, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to try our best to keep the Delta variant at bay and make sure our numbers don't soar right back up. But there's a couple of different, things that need to happen, a couple of steps that need to happen with us within the community. Make sure, first off, you are getting vaccinated. You have been vaccinated. People in your family, people in your community, people on your block, in your church, in your reading group, in your jogging group. Please have these conversations. It is a personal choice, but for everyone's benefit, just for, you know, making sure we're not creating places and pathways for the variant to spread. And also in an effort to want to get back to what we all believe is a sense of normalcy, you know, let's try to keep our numbers down. So get vaccinated, spread as much word as you can about vaccinations, and then also continue to self-distance when possible. Wash your hands, please. You should be washing your hands anyway. You shouldn't need a pandemic to tell you to wash your hands before you leave the bathroom. Still sneezing to your elbows. And wear a mask. Just wear a mask, okay? I think, you know, as long as we're doing these things, we're doing our part. Are we saying this is foolproof and we'll be able to stomp out every pandemic? No, but we can still minimize the spread and minimize the effect. Any final words, Doc?
Black folks, enjoy 4th of July.
Hey.
You know, have your barbecues, hug your grandma, hug your parents, you know. Remember, we're in this together. The long journey is not over yet. The battle is not won yet. So please, please, please get vaccinated. You can visit covidvaccine.oregon.gov to get more information. You can call 211 to get more information. My email address is going to be provided. You can reach out to me. We can come and meet you where you are and get you vaccinated. We can, if you're having an event, reach out to us. Let us know where you're having events so that we can partner up and organize these vaccine mobile events. Happy 4th of July, everybody, and stay safe.
All right, now, everyone enjoy yourselves. We will catch you next week. And look for all of that information in the description for the episode.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to Ask a Black Doctor, airing every Friday at 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. right here on The Numbers. If you missed it, you can find the link to the full episodes on our website at thenumbers.fm. You can also subscribe to the podcast on all streaming platforms. Be sure to rate and leave a comment. If you have questions you'd like answered on future episodes, you can submit them through our website or the link in our bio on Instagram and Twitter.